Let's talk about Mrs. Ouch. Patricia Peterson, 3/30/73, 9/23/25. 52-year-old woman coming crying because she's having a hard time with chest pain, anxiety, feels like her chest is on fire. She's been feeling that way for the past month or so. She's had a partial hysterectomy in 2006, so she doesn't know exactly when she stopped producing hormones, but she's having hot flashes, difficulty sleeping. She's being mean to her husband, she says, and she's having all the signs and symptoms of perimenopausal symptoms. She's not suicidal. She doesn't want to hurt herself or others. Period, new paragraph. She works for a large bank out of New York City, but she has been with them for 20 years, but she works remotely in Cleveland, Texas. She does drink occasionally. She doesn't smoke. She's been married 3 times, has 2 grandkids. She loves them to death. Last period, 2006, when she had a hysterectomy, other surgeries, hysterectomy, foot surgery. She had a large intestine surgery because of diverticulitis. Mary, I'm dictating. I'll call you right back. Because of diverticulitis, she had a colonoscopy then, has not had a colonoscopy since then. Family history, dad with pancreatic cancer, hypertension, grandparents with diabetes. Renal insufficiency, mom is doing fine. Surgery, we talked about medical problems, migraine headaches, perimenopausal blood pressure elevation. She had a high blood pressure in 2024 here when she was here, which she did nothing about. Immunizations up to date, allergy, morphine. Review of system, chest pain, anxiety, hot flashes, postmenopausal syndrome, tiredness, crying at every commercial, not suicidal, increased weight, difficulty losing weight, focus problems, all the symptoms of perimenopausal if you read the dictionary, period. Yesterday she was in a meeting and she got overwhelmed and that symptom started and finally decided to do something about her problem. Medication, or at this time she's not taking any medication, 158/93, 98, 18, 95, 98.8. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, clear abdomen, soft, mixture, diabetes, nishos, norashwam, mucosal, with anginal, logical, non-focal. Number one, perimenopausal symptoms, check blood work, check TSH, LH, FSH. Number two, she wants to avoid hormones at all costs. I'm going to give her some propranolol, 20 milligrams, 3 times a day. To check blood pressure to see how it does and also to see how it does for heart rate and how it does for anxiety. Next number, she might be a candidate for SSRI. Next number is Imitrex, 100 milligrams for headaches. She's had headaches forever, once a month, and she wants to try Imitrex. Take one at the onset of the headache and one in 2 hours if she needs to. Next number, blood work. Next number is TSH, LH, FSH, as I mentioned. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is EKG. Today is within normal limits. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next number, we talked about diet and exercise, losing weight. Next number, I'm going to discuss that with her further. Next number, once again, not suicidal, not homicidal. Next number, she says she's been trying to lose weight, but has been very unsuccessful, and that's part of the reason she's so anxious about things. Next number, mammogram is ordered because it's over a couple of years ago. Next number's colonoscopy was years ago. She no family history of colon cancer. We're going to set her up for Cologuard. Next number is postmenopausal. Next number is shortness of breath and chest pain with above-mentioned reasons. Next number is lose weight with fatty liver. Next number is increased weight. Next number is hot flashes. Next number is arm pain, leg pain, multifactorial. Next number is no DDT or PVD was noted. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length. Next number is no sign of LVH or anything consistent with long-standing hypertension. Thank you.